Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Carol Sliwa, features writer for SearchStorage.com. My guest today, Greg Schultz, is a senior analyst at Storage.io and author of The Green and Virtual Data Center. Greg will be offering up some tips on how you can improve the energy efficiency of your storage system. Greg, what's the one thing that you would advise an IT shop to do right now?
Carol, I think the first thing is take action. In other words, do something about it rather than talk about it, speculate it, or question whether there is or is not a benefit. Is actually go out and look to understand what is your current power consumption, what are your current resources that you have, the amount of storage, and how effective it is actually being used. And what's your utilization, what's your performance, how are those resources being utilized.
How much money can a company save percentage-wise by taking steps to reduce power consumption with their storage systems?
Carol, it's going to be all over the board. I mean, it depends on where you're at, the amount of optimization that you can achieve. But, I mean, it could be, not to mention the where you're at, the particular geography, because there's different rebates, incentives, different programs from different utilities. So it could be from maybe a single-digit percentage to double digits.
What are potential areas for energy savings that IT shops commonly tend to overlook?
Carol, the most common overlooked opportunity is that the focus tends to be around power avoidance, power conservation, in other words, shutting things off, shutting the disk drives off, powering things off. The most overlooked opportunity is boosting productivity, boosting performance, doing more work per watt of energy, doing and storing more data, moving more data per watt of energy. Instead of just simply squeezing, compressing, compacting, thin provisioning, deduping, all these other things that are commonly talked about, is the realization is that if you put a faster disk drive in, consolidate your IOs, you're actually doing more IOPS per watt. You're actually lowering your cost per transaction, you're also using less energy.
What's the lowest hanging fruit for IT shops looking to conserve energy and save money?
Carol, I think there's a couple key pieces here. One is there's a focus on saving, but very, very commonly when I talk to IT organizations, IT pros, while some are looking to save, many are looking to grow and to support more capacity, support more performance, support and sustain the business with what they currently have. If they currently have a 1 megawatt footprint for primary as well as secondary power, but yet they need to grow their environment by 15, 20, 30, 40, 50%, they need to squeeze more into that footprint. But I think the key one is understanding what you have, going, and if you don't have tools right now, Carol, to go out and understand how are your resources being utilized? How are you meeting your objective? For example, if you've got storage that's running at maybe 10% utilized because you're trying to hit a particular performance level, well, guess what? Moving that data onto a faster drive is all of a sudden going to save you quite a bit in terms of hardware, but also in terms of energy costs.
For IT shops that happen to be purchasing new storage, what do you think they should be looking for with an eye toward energy efficiency?
Here, I'd be looking at a balanced approach. If your environment is performance intensive, then you're going to be looking for solutions that give you better IOPS per watt, better bandwidth per watt. If your environment is data intensive, in other words, it's about having a lot of data and a very, very small energy efficient footprint, you're going to be looking for the best capacity per watt. If you're like a lot of environments, which is a mix of some performance, some inactive, some archive, some reference data, then you're going to need to take a more balanced approach. Can I give you a quick example?
Yes, please.
Sure. Let's say, for example, that you currently have 28 terabytes of, and again, you can feel free to shift the decimal place. Instead of 28, you can make it 2.8 or 280. But, for example, say you've got 28 terabytes of online primary high-performance storage. Your annual energy cost, say, at 12 cents a kilowatt is $8,000. And then also assume, Carol, that you've got 192 terabytes of high-capacity, low-cost storage for doing disk backup, archives, referencing, that also costs you about $8,000 a year. Well, the thing is that for both those environments, you might be constrained on capacity, you might be constrained on performance. However, going to a new solution that leverages a combination of, say, some four 250-gig solid-state discs, 32 450-gig, 15,000 RPM SAS or fiber channel drive, 124 2-terabyte high-capacity SATA drive. You can actually boost your overall capacity, you can boost your overall performance, and you cut your energy consumption in half. And that's without doing anything like adding additional capabilities like thin provisioning, deduping, compressing, space-saving snapshots, all those extra things, different RAID levels. So just that simple approach of using different tiers of technology aligning to your business needs, you can boost performance, boost capacity, and lower costs.
Thanks, Greg. That concludes today's podcast on energy-efficient storage. We appreciate your listening.